you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
Give me that job so my wife and them will call me their hero. What about you praying for them? Dad, pray for your children. Prayer helps your children get to know God when they see you praying. We pray nearly every day. There are sometimes the kids go to bed at different times. I'm not home, but we prayed almost every day of our kids' life at night. We prayed last night. Pray all the time. Pray for the service today. Pray for the volunteers. Pray for the visitors. Pray that God would draw people. The Holy Spirit would speak to people. Pray for the church members to come to church. Pray for all kinds of things. Praying for y'all. Y'all keep me on my knees sometimes. Praying. So our kids haven't always known. My mother and them used to have us pray. I didn't pay no attention. We just always did it. You know, we did the traditional, now I lay me down to sleep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's all they ever prayed because it's all they ever taught. We never prayed for people or anything like that. Every now and then somebody might be sick and they might, but most of the prayer was always that. And my mother would always say, you say your prayers. So they taught us to kneel at the foot of the bed, put our hands together and say our prayers. We didn't per se pray as a family. They would have us pray. Now, I had a different role. My thing is we pray. We started it as soon as they could talk, we started it. And I pray and Helen pray. Then we had kids. I would pray. Then the next oldest one would pray. The next oldest one, we kept adding kids. So Helen kept getting further back and I kept getting further in the front. But the four kids, Helen wraps it up and brings it home and I kick it off and start it. And the kids back in the middle. You know, but everybody knows, you know, Dad's going to pray his prayer, then Deanna's going to automatically go in turn, and Bobby's going to go in turn, and Chris's going to go in turn, and Lisa's going to turn, and Helen's going to wrap it up, and if you're visiting our house, you go next. Or you got to go home. You got to pray if you're at the house. Philip be staying with us. I said, Philip, time to pray. And Philip like, what they doing? My cousin Tracy stay with his cousin. Tracy, we praying. And you know, people don't pray. Philip, of course, prays, but sometimes your house guest is not used to it. We said, well, just pray with your own. You ain't got to be nothing fancy. And they might just say, God bless this family and thank you for staying here. Amen. That's good enough. Just say something to God. Before we go to bed, say something to the Lord. You know, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. So if you stay at my house, you go by my rules. And we pray. I don't care if you're atheist and don't pray. You pray or get out. No atheists allowed, you know. We're praying. It ain't going to hurt you to pray. You don't believe anyway, so it ain't going to hurt you, is it? So... You pray, God believes in it, you know. But we, you know, that's just the way we do it. We pray. And the kids see that being important to us, so I have no doubt they're going to pray with their kids. We don't go into a deep, drawn out, oh, Father God in heaven and all this. I talk just like I'm talking to you. You know, just like that. I don't put on no airs. I never did like that. Oh, most gracious heavenly Father. Do you talk like that? Are you from 1611, Elizabeth and King English? Is that where you from? Are you from England? I thought you was down from the projects. How you get to, you know, thee, thou, he, there? You're talking crazy talk. Don't talk to God like that. Do you think God's English? Hey, English people wrote that Bible, so English people talk like that. Nobody else talk like that. And it cracks me up when preachers get up to, oh, most gracious heavenly Father, thou hast shown his light upon thee in this hour of thy need. I'm like, sit down and shut up. I don't care who you are. Sit down and shut up with that foolishness. And read your Bible and get good sense. That stuff running folks out of church. You have folks saying, I don't know how to pray like Brother so-and-so. Brother so-and-so don't know how to pray. I guess you don't, because kids don't know no thee and thou. They have to become saved and religious to get thee and thou. Don't nobody need to know that. There's no need of being phony with God. Do you ever go to your father? Father, thou art in need of keys to thy car. Do you ever, your father would slap you and say, get out of here, you clown. Why would you go to God like that? Religion and religious spirits. If you were praying like that, I'm going to give you help. Stop it. It's nonsense. It doesn't mean nothing to God. It's making it difficult for you trying to remember thee or thou. Just stop it. God speaks your language. Just talk to God. Whatever language you speak, just talk to him. He speaks all of them. If you don't know what to say, speak in tongues, he speaks that one too. But all that thee if thou is, you know you don't speak that. And don't start all that religion when you're around your kids, all that. Just pray, let them hear you. Be a dad who's real. Be a Christian who's real. Talk to God about what you need. You don't need to dress up. No such thing as I don't know how to get it real pretty. Ain't no pretty to it. You just share what you need. You share the praise. You share the thanksgiving and the way that you share it. Because God's listening more to your heart than your words anyway. So be it, dad, don't be afraid to pray in front of your kids. You should do that because if you don't teach them to pray and you don't train them to pray, you'll know why they don't pray when they get older. Even if you know the benefit of prayer and you pray in secret and in private, well, if they don't see that, they think dad didn't pray at all or mom didn't pray at all, so they never learn to pray. Or they think praying is for women. And there's a lot of boys think praying is for women because dad never pray. There's a lot of boys think going to church is for women because dad won't go.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Be a Christian who's real. Talk to God about what you need. You don't need to dress up. No such thing as I don't know how to get it real pretty. Ain't no pretty to it. You just share what you need. You share the praise. You share the thanksgiving and the way that you share it. Because God's listening more to your heart than your words anyway. So be it, dad, don't be afraid to pray in front of your kids. You should do that because if you don't teach them to pray and you don't train them to pray, you'll know why they don't pray when they get older. Even if you know the benefit of prayer and you pray in secret and in private, well, if they don't see that, they think dad didn't pray at all or mom didn't pray at all, so they never learn to pray. Or they think praying is for women. And there's a lot of boys think praying is for women because dad never pray. There's a lot of boys think going to church is for women because dad won't go. You're not training your children the way they should go. Dad's at work all the time. Mama's going to church and taking us to church. So therefore, when you grow up, you're training him. When you grow up, son, on Sunday, you go to work. When you grow up, son, don't worry about church. You know what? You're setting him up for a fall. You should be training him up in the way he should go. If that's the Lord's day, and you may have occasionally a job where they call you in, that's one thing. But you got to be careful about training your kids all the time. You better press in and come to Wednesday night. You got to tell your boss, I got to go to church sometime because serving you ain't important. It's not the most important thing. Or you should, if you pray more, you have more faith. Believe God so you can go to church. But you don't want to train your children. They are watching you. Dads, pray before your kids. Prayer helps your children know God, and it helps them remain pure because they had a relationship. There are things they don't feel comfortable talking to you about, but you need to let them know there's somebody who you can always talk to. Ain't going to put your business in the street. There's somebody you can always talk to who's not embarrassing. And if you teach them that relationship with God, when they're about to do something or pressure's coming on them and they can't talk to you, maybe they're off in college and they don't want to tell nobody else, they don't know nobody, but somebody's pressuring that girl to have sex or pressuring that guy to have sex, you've already taught them, I can talk to the Father. You know, the Father will tell them the right thing. But if you didn't teach them that, dad, because you don't pray, didn't teach them to pray, they don't see you praying, they don't have that weapon in their arsenal, that weapon of prayer, that I can go to God no matter where I am. You can be kidnapped. You can't talk to daddy or nobody. You can't talk to nobody but Jesus. And there's folks that sit there kidnapped and don't talk to God because nobody taught them to. Say, God, this person's got me in this situation. I forgive them, but Lord, deliver me out of this. They don't even say that. They just sit there in total fear and hope, and they could be praying. Because sometimes you don't have because you don't ask. And if anybody taught you to ask, you could go without. Talking to God is a good thing. There's a quote I read that said, a family altar would alter many families. Having a family altar, a place to pray, will alter many families. I see folks fighting, about to get divorced and all that. They don't pray together. Because, see, when you pray, God straighten both y'all out. God to get the ugly up out your house. Because, see, you can't go to God with that. He knows you. You can act ugly with your husband, your spouse, or acting all bitter in front of the kids, fighting and screaming and hollering at each other from the kids. That's not being close enough to God. Because, see, if you all get together and pray, God will say something to you. God will have you repent before your kids. Baby, I'm sorry, daddy's carnal rascal. walking in the flesh, and I'm sorry I did that. Because see, as you spend time with God, God will spend time with you, and he'll share with you. And he'll tell you things you need to do, and he'll help you love your wife and your kids. It's tough enough with God. It's impossible without him. You got to have the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you got that altar, that's a common place. I'm not talking about physical altar. I'm talking about prayer being in your house as an altar. If your family knows to pray, your wife, when she's frustrated, and maybe she can't communicate to you her pain, or maybe you're a man, you can't understand the language she's putting it in, going to the altar, God can ease that and keep her on even keel. God can ease you so you aren't so angry. God can balance it out. But if you don't have that in your family, as the head of the household, you're not the man that brought that in for your children, for your wife, for your family. If you're not a dad of prayer, you don't have that. You're giving Satan one more device to destroy your family. I guarantee you, people about to get divorced have not prayed anything positive for each other for years. By the time it gets that ugly, the only thing you prayed is, Lord God, take him away. Just take him, Lord Jesus. Just take him, Lord Jesus. They ain't prayed nothing like, Father, I pray that you give my husband a good day today. Father, I thank you that you give him favor, Lord, that you just know how wonderful he is. And Father, I pray for my wife today that she has a good day and that peace is there with her. Father, I pray for my children today. No, you ain't been praying that when you got all that mess going. When you got all that devil in your house, you can't have too much God in there. You just can't have them because the two of them don't hang out. They don't hang out. If you got too much devil in your house, you don't have enough God in your house. And prayer will bring God in. Prayer will change things. It'll alter your family. So what are you going to do if you want to apply that part? Did I read that verse? I never did read the verse on that last one, did I? You guys read there on the screen in Luke, the verse that we had just finished for that point was Luke 18:1, which says, and he told them a parable of the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. You should always pray, so you should teach your children to pray. You got to study. Ain't going to pray, you're going to put the book on the pillow, lay down, wake up in the morning, and jump in your head, because ain't that no magic. Since you studied, did you do the best you can do? Yeah. But, you know, let's pray. Father God, the kids are taking FCATs, Lord, and I pray that they have a good night's sleep, Father. I pray. And then we'll join with them, and that will comfort them. That will comfort them. If you see a test that's stressing one of them out or something stressing one of them, wait, they're old enough to pray on their own now. See, we don't do as much as we used to because they've already been trained. But when they were younger and we had to teach them that you can go to God for that, you can go to God and pray to God to help you remember those things you study, to pray to God to help you get a good grade. I tell them you got to have done it, though, because it's not magic. God, those things that they have studied, Lord, bring to their remembrance, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that peace is upon them so that they can focus and concentrate. Father, I pray that they have a good night's sleep and be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known to God. Say, live the word, do the word, be a dad of prayer.
Today's message has been How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete